The state of Arizona may withhold up to $1 million in economic development funding from a proposed Nike factory plan for Goodyear. Governor Ducey announced via Twitter earlier this morning he was pulling funds in response to Nike canceling a new sneaker with a Betsy Ross-themed flag on the back of the shoe. That announcement came hours after the city of Goodyear approved financial incentives for Nike to build the $184 million facility. Here to help us make sense of this is Howie Fisher with Capital Media Services. Howie, I have to admit, I'm not really sure you make sense of anything, but thanks for being with us anyway.
Well, I'm not sure if you can really make sense of this. I think there are a lot of people who reacted very quickly and without counting to 10, both in terms of Nike and the governor.
Well, Lauren and I were discussing this. Is Governor Ducey turning into President Trump at this point? Are we surprised that he would send out early morning tweets like this?
Well, it's always interesting when you got to wonder, what was he doing up at 2 in the morning, reading his Wall Street Journal and deciding to react? And did he actually talk to anybody from his staff? It's real easy to react to something and saying, well, wait, this Betsy Ross flag, for the listeners who don't know, this is the 13 stars in a circle on a field of blue plus the red and white stripes. It was an early version of the flag. It's certainly a historic flag. Part of what's happened is it's been sort of appropriated by some racist and right-wing groups, much in the same way that the Gadsden flag, that famous Don't Tread on Me flag, has been sort of appropriated by the Tea Party. So the question is, Nike made a business decision after talking to Colin Kaepernick and said, well, we're not going to put it out. Well, then the governor made his quick decision saying, well, we don't have to suck up, his words, to this company over its decisions. Seems like a lot of people were reacting to a lot of stuff in the middle of the night.
So that's the question I have then. What kinds of reactions are we hearing from folks from the city of Goodyear, from people on both sides of the aisle? This is stirring up quite a bit of controversy, it sounds like.
Well, I think the Goodyear folks are still trying to absorb what was going on. I mean, they, as you pointed out, had just voted last night to provide some incentives. They see this as 500 and some good jobs. I mean, in order to get reimbursed, the average base salary has to be in the $48,000 range. You know, you also have to remember, this is a governor who holds press conferences and has held press conferences over the last 5 years of somebody bringing 100 to 200 jobs to Arizona. So for whatever reason, and again, trying to get inside the governor's head is really difficult. He's decided that he's going to make this political statement here to say, well, we don't necessarily need Nike, and to the 500 people who would otherwise be working at this plant, we don't necessarily need those jobs.
Well, Howie, I'm going to ask you to read the governor's mind to some extent. I bet you've covered him extensively for quite a long time. The fact that he would say we're not going to suck up to certain companies, even though, as you mentioned, there are press conferences for jobs that are expected to not bring, companies not expected to bring as many jobs. So is there some sort of political calculation to this in any sense? I mean, obviously it is, but to what end?
Well, we've all been speculating as what Doug Ducey wants to do after his term of office is up. He's going to be 58 years old. I don't know that he's ready to retire. Is he looking for a job perhaps in what he thinks will be the next Trump administration? What is he trying to do? What credentials is he trying to burnish for himself? Because this is normally a very careful governor, very weighs his words. Fact is, sometimes trying to get an actual statement out of him is like pulling teeth. You know, we get this sort of canned response. Press one for my views on school finance, press two for my views on economic development. So for him to do that, somewhere in his mind, there was a calculation made, I need to say something here. Now, again, the question is, you know, was this well thought out by Nike? Was this well thought out by Ducey? And at what point do we decide that otherwise historical items like this flag, what otherwise historical items like this flag should, if they get appropriated by someone else, you know, do we suddenly decide that they're racist? Now, that was Nike's decision.
Right.
Then obviously the governor reacted. And again, I think a lot of people, maybe they need to be sleeping in the middle of the night rather than making these decisions.
All right. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks as always, and have a happy 4th.
You too.